Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Bichukaisai. That's Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin. And the Pasuk says, "V'misteach uzasa yakdishish l'Hashem." And if a person is going to consecrate, he's going to make some of his steachuza holy to Hashem. Vaya erkachal fi zaray, and the value of his field shall be based off of how much could be planted in it. Zera chaymer sa'irim, an area seeded by a chaymer of barley, b'chamishim shekel kasef, that's 50 silver shekels, which means based off of the calculation of a field that could be planted with a chaymer of barley, that size is going to be worth 50 silver shekel. And using that math, if it's smaller, it's going to be less than that. If it's larger, it's going to be more than that. And the pasuk continues explaining in detail. If he's makdish his field from Yovel ke'erka chayakim, so it remains at its valuation, meaning the year right after Yovel, there's 50 years left until the next Yovel, so that value of the field is going to be 50 silver shekel. However, if he's makdish his field after Yovel, starting from year 2 and on, so there's less than 50 years till Yovel, and the Kohen shall make a calculation of the money based off of how many years are remaining until the Yovel year, and that shall be subtracted from the valuation. If 50 years is 50 silver shekel, that means less than 50 years is going to be less than 50 silver shekel. And if the one who was makdish the field, he redeemed it, he shall add on a fifth of its valuation, and then it shall be for him. As we've said previously, when a person redeems something that he himself was makdish, he has to add on a fifth. And the pasuk continues, v'imlo yigalas asada, if he does not redeem the field, v'imachar as asada l'sh'achir, and if the field is sold to somebody else. This is talking about the gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash. He sold the field, because remember, it was donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yigal oid, this person, the one who was makdish the field, he is not able to redeem it anymore. V'haya asada b'tseisa b'yevel, kaidish l'Hashem, and this field, when it goes out by Yevel, it should be kaidish v'Hashem, kisdei acherim l'kayin t'yachuzasai, it should be just like a stei acherim, which we're going to learn about soon. It's going to be for the Kayan as his steachuza. So these halachas we just learned are talking about his steachuza. And remember, we learned in Parshas Bahar that when a person sells his steachuza, it automatically comes back to him by Yovel if he did not redeem it. Over here, this is a very unique halacha. If this person donates his steachuza to the Beis HaMikdash and the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, sold it before he could redeem it, he loses his field forever. Yovel, it goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gizbar is not allowed to use it. Actually gets divided amongst the Kayhanim.
We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.